Legends 92.9 now brings you Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware.
The program you listen to is Lyrics and Legends on the Legends Radio Network. We've got another good one coming to you this week. We are in the Rex Baxter Building in Amarillo. Got the big kickoff of 103.9 in Amarillo. Most of our listeners are familiar with 92.9, but here in the last few weeks we have launched 103.9, and we're going to kick off this week's program with an Amarillo native, Buster Bledsoe. Good to have you here with us this week, Buster.
Thanks for having us. It's been a great weekend so far.
Been looking forward to talking to you and getting with you. We've kind of exchanged a message or two on the Facebook thing and been trying to catch up, and it happened to work out. We were able to get up here the weekend of the Make-A-Wish Chili Cook-Off.
Yes, it's a great event that we get to do every year.
And you've had a pretty full day, I would say.
Definitely, and we're getting ready to go play again tonight for the Shriners here in town, but we get to do this with Ed every year and support a great cause, and it's a full day for sure, but it's one of the...
Also sitting in with us today is our old friend, Ed Montana. Ed's been on with us on more than one occasion. He's always a lot of fun to have on, because when I have Ed on, I don't have to talk a lot. I just say, what do you think, Ed? And 20 minutes later, we get back on track.
And that's a wrap.
How are you, Ed?
Oh, I'm having a ball here. I got chili-itis.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, 34th year of the Make-A-Wish Chili Cook-Off, and what a great event, and does great things for all the kids in the panhandle, and Buster and his guys are a key part of it.
Couldn't you do it without them. You said Buster's been here since...
I remember back, we've been apart since the first one. Vance Reed wrote the first Make-A-Wish check 34 years ago and granted the first wish. We've been on board ever since. And in 2008, is that right, Buzz?
Yes, sir.
2008, he had the band we set up right here where we're just finished up. And he said, oh, man, this is our first gig in public.
I think we might have had 20 songs under our belt that we actually knew as a full band. So we probably played those 20 songs two or three times throughout the day.
They
were nervous, excited, and it was so cool.
And especially if you hear a little background noise going on.
He's on top of the world here. They're playing a lot. It's Paula's show. It's just awesome. You being a picker yourself, Gary. I mean, it's fun when you got a band, you turn around and you say, boom, and it just happens. So yeah. They've been a big part of it here.
So if you hear a little background noise on, we are in the Rex Baxter Building, and they're loading out. Buster's done a full day of music here, and people are loading out. There's a lot of activity going on. So this is a little new experience for our Lyrics and Legends. We've done most of these in the studio or by phone, and we're on location today. Buster, talk a little bit about your background a little bit, and let people that may not be familiar with you know where you came from and some of your influence.
I grew up here in Amarillo, born and raised. Went to River Road High School. Actually went to WT, graduated there, and got a degree in ag business and economics, and I've lived here my entire life. I've been a huge George Strait fan, probably to a fault, actually, since I can remember, and that's, he's by far my biggest influence on my music, and I guess growing up, I always wanted to be George Strait, and
it's
here I am, a grown man, and hell, I'm still trying to be George Strait.
A funny story is, in 1983, we saw George Strait in this building, and about 20 minutes into the show, they blew a breaker, and we sat there in the dark until they were able to get the lights back on. George came out and finished his show up, and anyway, that was my first experience seeing George Strait.
I actually have a picture from the old Coliseum that's no longer here anymore, and it was during the Tri-State Fair, I guess, and it was probably in 84, right around there, 85. But I have a picture of him playing at the old Coliseum here at the fairground.
That was the old wooden, the big old wooden timber beams in it, and dirty and dusty, and where the fair and everything used to
take place. They used to do all their concerts during the fair in that building. Yeah.
All right, we want to listen to a little music by Buster Bledsoe and your band. So we're going to listen to a song here, and then we'll be back to visit a little more with Buster and Ed Montana. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
at your place. It's been a crazy night and I hoped it would be okay. Things I buried have come up tonight, so I could use a place to hide. And crawl in a bottle. Stories I told didn't stay told. And I guess the same old saying got a little too old. I can't blame her, I've done so much to be expecting loving her touch. Well, I'll go crawl in a bottle of friends that I know by a whiskey name, that are always there and always the same. And I'll be here till things change. These cheating ways, I'm the one to blame. Well, I'll go crawl in a bottle. It's been coming, I know I played the fool. Didn't seem to change me, I hope I'm finally through. And I pray it's not too late, cause if it is, then starting today, well, I'll go crawl in a bottle. Lonely nights only play out in a song, and hotel beds only seem to stay warm for oh so long. And I know I never loved her right, so just to get me through the night, I'll go crawl in a bottle of friends that I know by a whiskey name, that are always there and always the same. And I'll be here until things change. These cheating ways, I'm the one to blame. I'll go crawl in a bottle. Yeah, I'll go crawl in a bottle.
All right, the program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on the Legends Radio Network. We've got a good one today. We've got Buster Bledsoe in. We're inside the Rex Baxter Building. We just listened to a song that you, one of your favorites, I know. And tell us a little bit about that song.
It's called Crawl in a Bottle. It's off our first CD. It's our only CD. I keep talking about recording and I never get around to it because I like playing live way more than I like recording. But it's called Crawl in a Bottle. A friend of mine who actually is responsible for teaching me to play the guitar kind of had the idea, and he wrote it, and he's in the Navy, so he'll write some stuff and he'll send it to me and then send me sound bites, and then I'll take it and kind of fix it to where
make it your own.
Yeah, it's kind of more comfortable to me, and he and I do that quite a bit, and he sent that one and I got to work on it, and I was really happy with the way it turned out. It's probably, like I said, that's probably my favorite song on the whole CD that we did right there.
I love doing these things like we're doing them now because we get all this background music. I hope it works out where people can.
Yeah, they're loading a piano over
here.
Yeah,
they're actually loading a piano and two refrigerators behind us and a Model T. Yes. So.
Oh, it's just half a Model
T. Oh, half a Model T, okay.
It's a small letter. But
the event we just finished where we were able to catch Buster and get him on the show was the Make-A-Wish Chili Cook-Off, and there's a lot of good things that come out of that. But there was, three teams that qualified to go on to
Terlingua, Texas,
which
the
is
first
really
weekend
cool.
in November.
All right.
That's the World Championships of Chili.
Ed, talk a little bit about how you got to know this guy, Buster Bledsoe.
Well, music is... man that taught me how to play my banjo back years ago. He used to play with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. He said, remember, son, his name was Eddie Collins. He said, remember, music is the master key. It will open more doors than any other single accomplishment. And I was 9 years old at that time. And I've often remembered that. Everywhere I've been in my life, sometimes I'll look back and say, why am I here tonight in the Alps in Innsbruck, Austria, playing at the Brandenburg Gate in Germany? Because of one thing, music. The friends I've met over the years, Buster and I met because of one thing, music. And he has a love for authentic, real country music. And when I met him years ago, he was young, and they're starting out, and now he's just so proud to see him progress, and he hasn't wavered. He stayed true to his roots.
One thing I appreciate, Buster, is just getting to listen to you play earlier. It sounded like we were listening to a playlist off of our station. It was pretty much
that's
the wheelhouse of what Legends plays.
Yeah, that's what attracted me. What's funny is a friend of mine had posted your station on Facebook, and because as it is now, I mean, I don't listen to the radio, like true radio stations, because of what they play. And then when I saw the posting for that, I was like, I gotta check that out, and got in my truck and turned it on, and I was like, oh, this is what we've been missing for several years around here. That's and like you said, that's like my playlist pretty much, because I love the traditional style, and even through the 80s and most of the 90s, just they all sound like country music, and you don't question what genre you're listening to. You know that when you hear it, oh, that's country song. That's
absolutely
not a,
and
that's not
one
a
thing
pop
we've,
or whatever.
We've done is we've stuck with some of those traditional artists, and then occasionally we find somebody like yourself that has that vibe and plays that stuff that we, you know, are able to insert, which really makes it nice to have some of that local flavor. Talk about a little bit about when you first picked up a guitar and what...
I kind of did it backwards. I had been singing since I was, I don't know, 14 or 15, and I did what they call the Big Texan Opry here, and I did that for several years, and for the longest time, I just sang around town with backing tracks. I didn't know how to play the guitar. And then the guy that I was telling you about that wrote songs with me, he and I had sat down one day, and he was like, I told him, I was like, I got to learn to play a guitar. I had done a little showcase deal in Nashville, and they were like, you just need to get you a band and get on. They like, you have a great name, and you're in Texas. What more could you ask for? And I was like, you know what? You're probably right.
And he looks like George Strait, too.
Well, yeah,
hurt either.
I wasn't going to draw a comparison between Ed Montana and Buster Bledsoe because, you know.
But, yeah, I picked up a guitar.
Ed's got a face for radio.
God bless you.
I'm going to let that one go.
Let this harpoon out of me.
But, yeah, I picked up a guitar around when I was probably 25 or 26, and he had taught me just some basic stuff, and then I took it from there. And I tell everybody, I'm like, I'm not a good guitar player by any means. I play enough to get me by. I'm truly blessed with my bandmates, because those guys make me sound probably way better than what I really should sound. So my hat's off to them putting up with me as much as they do. But yeah, once I picked it up, it just kind of started a little quicker than I expected it to.
Let's listen to a little more music by Buster Bledsoe and the Buster Bledsoe Band, and we'll be back in a few more minutes. I want to visit with you about the guys in your band, because I know it doesn't always happen just always on your own. Mm-hmm. So we'll listen to a little Buster Bledsoe, and we'll be back in just a few minutes on Legends Radio Network.
Well, I loaded up my truck when I was 18, headed out of town to Tennessee. My mom and daddy knew they couldn't stop me when I saw those marquee lights shining in my dream. So go ahead and tell me I'm going nowhere. Tell me my dreams are for the young. Tell me I'm wasting all my time on Nashville. And I'll grab my guitar and play another song. It's hard to survive when you're from a small town, breaking my back just to get along. Now everybody around here thinks I'm crazy for trying to make a living singing a song. So go ahead and tell me I'm going nowhere. Tell me my dreams are for the young. Tell me I'm wasting all my time on Nashville. And I'll grab my guitar and play another song. Everybody around here thinks I'm crazy, 'cause I'm making a living singing a song. So go ahead and tell me I'm going nowhere. Tell me my dreams are for the young. Tell me I'm wasting all my time on Nashville. And I'll grab my guitar and play another song. Yeah, I'll grab my guitar and play you this old song.
Well, the program's Lyrics and Legends. We are in the Rex Baxter Building in Amarillo after the Make-A-Wish Chili Cook-Off, visiting with Buster Bledsoe, who provided the entertainment this afternoon. Talk about that song we just played.
The song's called Wasting Time on Nashville. It was actually a guy that used to play bass for me, and he was actually here today, a good friend of mine. Him and his wife actually wrote it one night for me. He said, hey, I wrote a song for you. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And he goes, no, you're not for you. He goes, we kind of wrote it about you. And I thought, well, that's odd, but all right. And then he played it for me, and I was like, dude, that's one of the coolest things that anybody's ever done. So we took it and recorded it, and it's got a great dance beat to it, which I'm a huge stickler on. Is a song, if I'm gonna play a song, I want it to be danceable, because that's why we're playing, is for people to dance and have a good time. So but yeah, Wasting Time on Nashville, and just kind of talks about being 18 and just seeing those lights flashing in your eyes and wanting to chase that dream. And I mean, Ed knows exactly what that's like, and he's played far larger venues than I ever have. But you just get that in your blood, and you just can't get it out.
And the reason is the same, though.
Yeah.
Whether it's 10 people or 10,000, when you see their faces and they react. That's why we do this.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
I wanted to get back, and I know none of this stuff happens on your own. I mean, there's probably a few people like Ed Montana that can entertain a crowd with his guitar and his personality, but you've got a really good band backing you up. Visit a little bit about those guys, and let's give them a little pat on the back.
I feel like I've got a really tight-knit group. I got a buddy, Colton Wilcher. He's our lead player, and he's been with us. This is a relatively new band for me, to be honest with you. He's been with me. This is his second Chili Cook-Off, so he's been with me almost 2 years. And I like to razz him a little bit because he listens to some of the new stuff. He doesn't necessarily play it, but I call him Mr. Bro Country. We have a good time with that.
So that's Two Chili Colton.
Two Chili Colton, that's right. And then we got Cody Fuel on the bass guitar, and this guy, I mean, he's like a full package. He can play bass, he can play guitar, he's got great harmony vocals.
And he's out of Canyon?
He lives in Canyon.
Okay.
And he's, I mean, he definitely knows the old tunes, and we hadn't worked it out, but he does one of the best renditions of The Auctioneer that I've ever heard. He'll come out, and I do a lot of acoustic stuff during the week. And he'll come out, and when he comes out, I'm like, if you're going to play, you have one option to start out.
You got to
do the Auctioneer before you leave. So he sets in and does that, and he kills it. And he goes, it took me like 4 years to learn all the lyrics to that. And I said, well, I'm 38 years old, and I still don't know all the lyrics to it. So, but he
plays a Paul McCartney bass guitar.
Yeah, he plays a Paul McCartney style bass.
Yeah, the Rickenbacker style.
Yeah, but he doesn't play it left-handed. He plays
That's
it.
True.
Correct. He plays it right-handed.
Plays it correctly. I like that.
All the lefties are mad.
And then on our drums, we got Paul Espinosa.
Wait a minute. You guys made a lot of drummer jokes today, I think. Maybe it was Ed that was making all the drummer jokes.
Ed has lots of drummer jokes, and not all of them are jokes, are they?
No, they're not. They're true.
True stuff is the funniest, correct?
So one of them, I think.
What do you call a drummer without a girlfriend?
Okay.
Yeah, homeless.
Okay, talk about your drummer.
And he's a great guy, and he looked at me and said, I'll get you one of these days.
Yeah, Paul's a great guy. He's been with us actually right after the Chili Cook-Off last year is when he started with us. And Paul's background is he's played in several Tejano bands, and there's another word that he uses for that style of music, and I'm drawing a blank right now, but
Norteño,
yes, that's what it is. Thank you.
I knew we kept him here for some reason.
It's the
so he can tell me about my band.
German polkas kind of stuff.
Yeah,
it's really
German polka.
It's the Mexican polka, German stuff.
Oh, it's
really
got
awesome.
A real punchy beat to it.
Yeah, it's great.
And so he's came along, and sometimes I got to tell him, I'm like, you got to chill out a little bit. Because sometimes the more simple, the better on this. And he's like, man, it just sounds empty. And I'm like, well, we only have four people on stage. He's used to playing with large bands. And like I said, he's really good at what he does. So I'm beyond blessed to have these guys put up with me. Because we keep a pretty busy schedule throughout the year. I mean, our goal is to take one weekend off a month, but that doesn't always work out for us.
That's a good problem to have.
And then we got old Kenneth.
Sounds like you've got some demand. So.
Yeah, we have old Kenneth Cross that he kind of keeps everybody in line. He does an awesome job helping us set up, tear down.
Now, Kenneth and I go back a ways. But
yeah,
that's another story for another show. But anyway, let's try to get another song. This thing goes, you wouldn't think it, but it goes really fast. So let's try to get another song in here. We'll take a break and listen to Buster Bledsoe, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Feeling good. It's Friday night. I'm coming over. Baby, let's go for a ride. Unless you've got something else better to do. Looking good, but you always do in those blue jeans you're wearing and your cowboy boots. Now all I wanna do is be with you. Pick you up in my our favorite tune. 50 miles an hour down a dirt road, honey, we ain't got no place to go. But all I wanna do is be with you. Come on, honey, now what do you think? Together there's nothing we just can't get through. A little smile, a little tear. Come on, darling, let's get out of here. Now all I wanna do is be with you. Pick you up in my daddy's Ford. All I want is a little more of those little soft kisses again. Your hair blowing in the wind. My old radio's playing a George Strait tune. 50 miles an hour down a dirt road, honey, we ain't got no place to go. But all do is be with you. All I wanna do, all I wanna do, all I wanna do is be with you.
For the program's Lyrics and Legends, if you notice a little background noise going on, it's because we're in the middle of the Rex Baxter Building after the Make-A-Wish Chili Cook-Off, and we've been a really good day. We've had a really good time. Talk a little bit about the song we just played, Buster.
That song's called All I Want to Do, and it's I love playing that song live. It's got a Wagon Wheel-esque feeling to it, the old Wagon Wheel by Old Crow Medicine Show. It's just kind of got that upbeat, people love to dance to it. Even you'll notice if people don't know the song, they have a hard time dancing to it. But when we start that one out and kick it off, people will go to the floor because it's just got that feel to it. And a buddy of mine named Jordan Luke that lives here in town wrote that and let me listen to it, and he was kind enough to let me record it, and he liked what we did with it. We kind of smoothed it out and just kind of made it a little more danceable, and it's, like I said, it's a lot of fun to play live.
Well, we're excited to be up here. This is kind of the debut show for our 103.9 station. We've done 40 some odd programs with our 92.9 station before we and a couple of them featured the guy sitting on your right over there, Ed Montana.
The legend,
yeah. And anyway, one thing that was really fun today to get to see is to see you guys interact and see how well your band flowed with Ed. I mean, you guys did a few things off the cuff. Talk a little bit about that.
Off the cuff? Well, that's too much Colorado Kool-Aid and too much chili is what happened. Yeah, Billy Krause, the man who makes Amarillo pretty.
Okay.
And myself, we've been fortunate, and we love to help out the Make-A-Wish with the – we do the MC duties. And so he pushed me. He said, hey, go out there and sing one with Buster and the guys. Well, we haven't – we've known each other, listened to each other's music for years, but we'd never played together. So I hollered. I said, hey, Buster, you know Luke and Bach? Yeah. He hit the G chord. And I just walked up, and we did it, and it was awesome. We had it was really cool.
Yeah, it was really good.
We had harmonies, and it was amazing. The harmonies with the guys in the band, Cody and
Colton.
Yeah. And then, well, you do one Waylon Jennings representing the Panhandle. You got to do another. So then we did Good Hearted Woman.
Right.
And we did the Willie and Waylon trade-off, yes, on the vocals.
And then Which one were you?
I said, well, let's reach out here a little bit. What'd you say?
Which one were you?
I was Larry. Yeah. And Curly. And Mo.
And we don't want no Mo.
No Mo. Thank you. Thank you for being there. Wish we had a rim shot.
Yeah.
So I said, how about Wild Side of Life? What? Well, that's the official title. Everyone knows the song is Honky Tonk Angels.
Right.
Hank Thompson, big number one hit. The melody we all know. The Carter family had it. I'm thinking tonight of my blue eyes.
You bet.
And that melody's been a number one hit four times.
The Great Speckled Bird.
Yeah, the great, exactly, Roy Acuff.
Yeah.
So we, and we did Honky Tonk Angels, and it was awesome. Everyone got in the groove, people were dancing out front. That's, again, I got to keep going back, that's the magic of music.
Definitely.
There's, it's not who's the headliner, who's the big star with the sparkly pants on. It's, we love music. Music is a gift, and I thank God, and I know Buster does because I know him. He's a godly man, and it's a gift that we share, and you can make people happy.
You bet.
Maynard Bixel, the man who was in front of us tonight, World War II veteran.
I got to meet him.
On the Battle of Midway, 93 years old, and just a solid, and he loved, and I've played some music for him, and he tears in his eyes. Because he said, I remember that song when I was on a battleship and we were hearing music from back home in Texas. I play him an old Ernest Tubbs song. He said, and that to me is the gift that God gives us.
Now you do a song. I'm getting off Buster here for a minute, but your song, which we featured on our show and we've probably got it in our library, Stand for the Flag.
It's called We Stand.
We Stand, okay.
Yeah, we kneel before God. And we stand for the flag.
What a song, yeah. What a tribute to when you have somebody like your friend that was here tonight. The
93-year-old World War II veteran.
Oh. Kind of made my hair stand up.
The people just gathered around him to shake his hand because there are not many of them left.
No.
Oh, we're losing them, yeah, daily. So.
And Buster, we're 30 years apart almost in age, 25. But he gets it. He understands that our job as musicians and players is we entertain, you want them to dance, and you teach, and our history we keep alive through the music.
Exactly.
Great way,
Buster, we need to hear another song. You got one in mind?
Oh, we can probably listen to there's a song on there. It's the very first one we ever wrote, and it's actually sounds very Beach Boys-esque. It's called Don't Stop, and it was first one the guys ever wrote on the that they came to, that Justin is the guy I keep referring to, taught me to play guitar. But he wrote it, and he goes, I think this is kind of catchy, and he brought it to me, and I thought, it is catchy. I don't know if it fits us, but it's catchy. But we played it anyways, and it's actually a really fun song, and like I said, it's got a little Beach Boys vibe to
and
it.
We love the Beach Boys. As long as you don't rap or something.
No, no rap and nothing
and
like that.
And I look. I look over at Buster, and he's talking, and George Strait regrets a song he recorded. I talked to him one time. He said, Marina Del Rey. He said, we got seagulls in the. He said, that's not me, but it's a great song.
Great
people
song.
Love it. It had the hook, just like you're saying. Yep.
You know, when I came to see George Strait here in 83, that was really big. That, everybody was kind of like scratching their head because they didn't know exactly.
What's that got to do with Texas? Marina Del Rey.
All right, well, let's take a listen to. Give me the title of this song.
It's called Don't Stop. It's actually the title track of the CD.
We'll be back in just a few minutes to visit with Buster Bledsoe.
Nobody ever talked to me that way. It left me thinking that I never had to think before. It's a strange feeling, and I was sure I wanted everything you're not. Don't think I like it, but please, baby, don't stop. Baby, don't stop.
Don't stop, baby.
Please don't stop.
Don't stop, baby.
It's kind of crazy, but baby, please don't stop. Where I said what I should have said, and now I mean it. This is how I said I'd never feel, but I feel it. I sort of think that I have a feeling that I'm got. Don't think I like it, but please, baby, don't stop. Baby, don't stop.
Don't stop, baby.
but baby, please don't stop. What you did to me, I don't know, but I can feel it from my head to my toes. Don't stop.
Don't stop, baby.
Please don't stop.
Don't stop, baby.
It's kind of crazy, but baby, please don't stop. Baby, don't stop. It'll be my tail, my boss is steaming. Gotta cut this out, seriously, I'm not playing. He's left me 7 messages in my mailbox. But I gotta love it, baby, when you don't stop. Baby, don't stop.
Don't stop, baby.
Please don't stop.
Don't stop,
kind of crazy, but baby, please don't stop. Baby, don't stop.
Don't stop, baby.
Please don't stop.
Don't stop, baby.
It's kind of crazy, but baby, please don't stop.
Program's Lyrics and Legends. We're visiting with Buster Bledsoe live, kind of, sort of, in the Rex Baxter building. And, you know, I've had
you hear that Chevrolet here behind
this
heartbeat?
Yeah, that Chevy back there idling. Looks like about an 05 model, judging from, you know, well, I am a pretty good
judge. You would know, wouldn't you?
Yeah, pretty good judge of old Chevy pickups. But in the Rex Baxter building, as they're tearing down, I had a lot of people come up and volunteer to set in and tell stories about you, Buster. But
that's
so far
entertaining. I would like to hear those stories, actually.
Talk to your
maybe
mom. And
they're
oh,
true.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's from mom, they're definitely
yeah,
true.
Yeah, and then she said, really, Kenneth's the one that's got the Kenneth, best stories.
Kenneth, like I say, that guy runs around with us and is a huge help. And even if it's not a true story, he'll tell it anyway. he's one
never
of the best storytellers.
Never mess up a good story with facts. But,
right, exactly.
If your mom, if I said, what's your favorite Buster Bledsoe song? What would your mom
say? She would say Crawl in a Bottle, or I have a song that I wrote and it's not recorded. I don't even think it's on our YouTube page, but we have a song that I wrote a year and a half, 2 years ago called Need Me Some You. And every time we play it, people are like, oh, where can I get that? And I just, it's one of those man things. I haven't got off my butt and got it recorded yet. But she loves that song, and Crawl in a Bottle was probably her favorite too. And like I said, that song's just got
so
that.
So we featured Crawl in a Bottle earlier in the program. Give me one we can listen to now.
There's a song on there, and I call it the 4 a.m. song. It's called While She Dreams. And there's another band here. Well, he doesn't really play much. His name's Tommy Gallagher. Super nice guy. He's done some stuff with Coors of Amarillo, and I think his dad was actually a big part of the music scene way back in the day.
Yes, he was.
But Tommy, he and I have played some acoustic shows. We've played live shows together, both of our bands. We've opened for him, and he's set in with us. And he had a song that he had started. He didn't have it finished, but he goes, man, this isn't fitting my sound. He said, I think your band and what you do is way a better fit for it. And so I took it, and we finished writing it, and it's called While She Dreams, and it's a great country song. I was fortunate that he thought of me when he was writing it, and I'm kind of glad he didn't finish it, because he was nice enough to give it to me and let me have total creative control over it. And we recorded it, and it's probably top 5 of my favorites on there.
All
sure.
Right, we're going to listen to While She Dreams. Visiting with Buster Bledsoe and Ed Montana. Take a listen to this, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
She closes her eyes and she falls asleep. We said some things we didn't really mean. Well, it's 4 a.m. as I watch her sleeping there beside me in her king-size bed. I wonder while she dreams how that girl stays in love with a man like me. Well, I can't blame her for being mad at me, and I don't see why that girl don't pack up and leave. 'Cause I give her every reason to, but she keeps hanging on to me, and I'm glad that girl don't set me free. Well, it's 4 a.m. as I watch her sleeping there beside me in her king-size bed. I wonder while she dreams how that girl stays in love with a man like me. That girl, and I don't want to lose her. I've got to mend my ways before she walks out the door. I gotta show her that I'll always be right beside her till eternity. Come tomorrow, well, I want to be the man of her dreams. 'Cause it's 4 a.m. as I watch her sleeping there beside me in her king-size bed. I wonder while she dreams how that girl stays in love with a man like me. Yeah, it's 4 a.m. as I watch her sleeping there beside me in her king-size bed. I wonder while she dreams how that girl stays in love with a man like me. Well, it's 4 a.m.
The program's Lyrics and Legends. We got a little twist. We've got the 103.9 in Amarillo going strong now, and we're up here in Amarillo in the Rex Baxter building as they're taking the final loads out the door. We were able to secure a little corner of the building, and this is kind of like Elvis has left the building, because they're pulling out of the building as we're speaking. We've got Buster Bledsoe here. We just played a song, When She Dreams. And I know also, Buster, when you were playing today, you did some really – we talked a little bit about this earlier. Some of the songs you were playing fit our playlist really well. You do some really great covers of some other artists.
Yeah, we do a lot of old stuff. I mean, George Strait, Merle Haggard, Ed and I did some Waylon and Willie.
Did a really cool Dwight Yoakam song.
Do a lot. I love Dwight. I don't quite have the dance moves down.
Were you able to see him when he was in Amarillo? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, we were there as well.
So. It's crazy. He's got a five-piece band, and that guy – nails it. It's unreal.
Oh, he's
gonna have holes in your jeans, though.
I don't have any holes, and they're not quite as tight as Dwight's.
No. And you need to get
and
you.
There's no bedazzler on them.
No bedazzling on these jeans. No bedazzlers on these.
That's right. See, he's the real deal.
Ed, I really appreciate you coming and helping.
You've got a way.
I know
with
one
words.
Thing when I interview somebody and I can get Ed in there, it makes it easier because he just is. What's the kind way to put that? He's full of it.
He is full of stuff.
One of the covers you did was Gary Stewart. Talk maybe a little bit about that influence.
Okay. Gary Stewart. I grew up My dad was a huge Gary Stewart fan. My mom and dad were, and my dad has been gone about 10 years now. And before he passed, he got to hear us a few times, but I knew he was a huge Gary Stewart fan. And one of my favorite Gary Stewart songs that I had learned just from him was Empty Glass. And so the more I listened to it after he had passed, I was like, man, if you listen to this song, we know what Gary's singing about because Gary had a rough life. But the more I listened to it, I was like, man, that's there for a while. That's kind of how I felt. And it just kind of always kind of reminded me of my dad. So the end of our actual stage shows and stuff, I ended every time with Empty Glass, just kind of paying tribute to my dad and his influence on the music that he listened to, that got me to kind of get a better grasp on the traditional style of country and the honky tonk sound that I love now. As a kid, you're always like, oh, my dad or my parents listen to that.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I don't want to hear that. And now I'm like, God, I wish there was more of that on the radio. And that's what's amazing about y'all, is y'all have it on the radio. I don't have to worry about listening to my phone or an iPod or whatever. I can turn on the radio.
Funny Gary Stewart story before we get into that. When I was in school in Lubbock, I attended school at Tech. I'll just leave it at that. But anyway, Gary Stewart played.
Dean's list.
Gary Stewart played there fairly often, and my brother and I used to love to go see Gary Stewart. So we go in. My brother actually got sick, so he couldn't go. So I went up and said, "Hey, can I get an autograph for my brother?" And he's like, "Sure." What's his name? Kent. He writes, "To Kent with love, Gary Stewart." I don't know if who had had more beer, him or me, but anyway, so I couldn't wait to give that to
That's
my
awesome.
Brother.
With love. I like that.
With love,
Gary Stewart.
So, well, there's a whole story there.
Yeah. Let's listen to Empty Glass, and then we'll come back, and we got to wrap this thing up. Unfortunately, we're going to run out of time, I think. So.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Yeah.
The program you're listening to is Lyrics and Legends on the Legends Radio Network. We've got a good one today. We've got Buster Bledsoe in. One thing we do, Buster, is we have what has become known as the Department of Shameless Plugs, where we allow people such as yourself or Ed Montana to plug their music, how you get a hold of it. Talk about how people can contact you either through social media or look up and see where you may be playing next, those sorts of things.
Okay. I always tell people, first off, we got a website. It's BusterBledsoeBand.com. It's got our schedule on there. It's actually got our online store. And on the online store, you can buy shirts, hats, all different colors and sizes, and they ship them directly to you, or you can pick them up here in Amarillo. So that's something new for us this year that I've never had in the past. I've always tried to keep merch on me, and we got a model over here modeling a jacket that we had.
That is a cool jacket.
But yeah, we got all of our merchandise online. You can order it from anywhere in the United States. We got all of our music's on Amazon, Google, iTunes. It's on YouTube somehow. Somebody put our album on YouTube. I don't know how it happened, but it's on
everything
there.
Everything ends up there. I don't know.
I have no clue. And it was brought to me, and I was like, I don't even know how to put it on YouTube. But I think 10 of the 12 songs are on YouTube. We actually have a YouTube channel, the Buster Bledsoe Band, and it's got some live performances with some covers that we do in our regular show. And then you can find us on Facebook. You got to look on Facebook. You have to put the Buster Bledsoe Band, because there was another Buster Bledsoe Band page that had some of our stuff on it, but I didn't put it on there, and we couldn't figure out how to get rid of that page and take control of it, so we had to start another one, and it's facebook.com/TheBusterBledsoeBand. And I post on it. I post all of the flyers and stuff of when the full band's going to play, and try to keep everybody up to date on that. And we got an Instagram page as well for the band, and I don't know the difference between the two. I don't quite understand why we need one of each, but I was told I needed it, so I got it. There's a Twitter page, and I'm not a huge Twitter guy, but we've got it as well. But probably the website is the best way to see where we're going to be at and see where we're going to be at in the future. And then I've got a personal Facebook page, but it's probably maxed out, so I have to have to delete the random friend requests and make room for people I know. So, but yeah, just we're all over social media and
plenty of opportunities to see where you guys are going to be showing up and what's going on.
And then booking, there's booking info on the website. It's got my email address, phone numbers, and on Facebook you can always send me a message. I'll respond, and I may ask for your email address, and I may not get back to you. Like,
eventually you will.
Like, eventually
that's
I will.
A man thing. It's like, you know, just because I was told you 6 months ago I was going to mow the lawn and I haven't done it doesn't mean I'm not going to get
exactly.
around to it.
So
we have just had a really good time visiting with Buster Bledsoe. We invited Ed Montana to sit in. I always love getting to speak to you, Ed, and looking forward to getting you back down Shamrock way soon, maybe.
Well, thank you, Gary, you and Jim, and all your crew there at Legends 103.9. What you've done for country music listeners, that's us on the airwaves, you're bringing back real traditional country music. We've been needing it, and y'all are leading the way.
Our heart is there, I'll put it that way. We really have
just
a passion.
Keep after it and don't look back.
For getting this. Another project we've had going on that we want to share with our listeners is a little deal we've got going in the big county of King County down Guthrie way.
Oh, Guthrie, Texas.
Yeah, and, you know, we like to kid around and say, you know, we play both kinds of music, country and western, from the line from the Blues Brothers.
Yes.
And that Guthrie station does. It's western music, cowboy music oriented, and that thing has really started to gain some traction. You know, there's only 268 people in that county, but we have an online presence so people can listen to that. And I mean, it's full of Don Edwards and Red Steigall, and we
Baxter
even
Black.
John Wayne, Baxter Black, all those guys
that's
in there.
Awesome.
So anyway, that's online at
Riders in the Sky.
American Riders in the Sky. Some of your old friends, Riders in the Sky, exactly.
And I listen to it in the office. It's playing on the computer right now. And my friends in Innsbruck, Austria, friends in Nuremberg, Germany, listen to it. They're listening right now.
So
they love that cowboy music, and you hear Paladin, where did you? You hear the old classic cowboy, the Western songs. You hear Tex Redder singing, "Do not forsake me, oh my darling." You hear High Noon. You can't hear High Noon on any radio in the world except American Cowboy Radio.
So we want to invite our listeners to check that out, AmericanCowboyRadio.com. Buster, we've also got Legends 103.9 in Amarillo, and we're gaining traction here, too. It's been amazing today how many people came by our booth and said, "Oh, we found you guys a couple of weeks ago, and we love the station." We've got strides to make still as far as the station goes, but we're doing it. And like I say, that's where our heart is, to get that in. And we want to thank you for carrying on the tradition of the country music. Well,
thank y'all for doing what you're doing. Like Ed said, y'all are leading the way here in Amarillo by far on having a good country station, because it right now is non-existent as far as traditional country goes. You know, you can't hear it anymore.
All right. We also want to encourage our listeners to support live local country music. So if you get a chance to go out and see people like Buster Bledsoe, check them out and go support that and keep that music scene alive. Ed Montana, you know, I think they still let him play a spot or two.
I'm on a work release program with Randall County Sheriff's Department.
Well, thank you guys for sitting in this week, and we sure look forward to visiting with you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you, Ed.
This has been another edition of Lyrics and Legends with your host, Gary Ware. Join us next time here on Legends 92.9.